outside, black and white, day and night. We go together like left and right.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
I'm good. I can't speak for everybody, but...
I did use the wrong...
It was kind of unfair of you to ask me that.
Yeah, you're the only everybody in the room, but...
Aw.
Yeah. I'm Eli.
I'm Silas.
And this is Oz and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
For one final ride.
Yeah.
One last...
That's what I was going for. Yeah, I feel like we got through the cheesy, I don't know the
sentimental,
right word. Sentimental, schmaltzy, if you will, which is Yiddish for overly sentimental, which I learned
really?
Because I looked up what schmaltz
right.
is.
Chicken fat.
But I didn't know that.
Okay.
And when they sold me schmaltzy potatoes at Kismet Rotisserie, shout out, I said,
big
what's schmaltzy?
Out.
And then it said overly sentimental in Yiddish.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. But it
I'm
was
so curious how that
cooking it in chicken fat.
I'm sure there's an interesting story that etymology nerd on Instagram could post about how schmaltzy came to mean chicken fat and sentimental.
Yeah. Shout out if he's
shout
listening.
Out etymology yeah. nerd on Instagram.
Big fans of anyway, I was saying I feel like we've gotten over that hurdle, so I think we can just ride out into the sunset with some good tunes today.
How appropriate to just have our final show together. Just be just a show.
Just a regular degular.
Those are the highlights of our time.
Those are the true Odds and Ends episodes.
Yeah.
That said, I did call it Ultimatum. So that
and we did theme some of the songs, but not intentional. Or like they kind of work retroactively.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Which that first one did. That was We Will Become Silhouettes by The Shins,
mm-hmm.
which was played on one of the early episodes, maybe episode 5 or 6
yeah.
back in sophomore fall. So I wanted
covering
to...
a Postal Service song.
It's true.
Which I recently have been listening to a lot. Shows
oh, yeah?
some growth. I went from The Shins cover of it to the original.
Wow.
Wow.
That's really cool.
We 4 years.
Yeah.
3 years, I guess, we've been doing the show.
It's true. Yeah. I don't think I've listened to the cover or to the original more than one time.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'll get into it.
Maybe we'll play it.
Maybe.
I don't know. We still have, we only have a 40-minute set list.
Yeah.
So anything can happen.
Yeah. Stick around. If you like that first one, there might be another one like it on the back end.
Almost exactly the same.
Yeah. You might recognize it. And if you do, remember this conversation we're having because we played the cover of it. So you're not going crazy. All right. What should we hear next? I have queued up the new Ajan Linker single.
I guess let's do it. Yeah, it came out this week. What a lovely song.
It's really great. And an anecdote about it that I neglected to mention for the sake of talking about it on air is that Veronica saw Ajan Linker in 2022, I want to say, at a Gothic church in Los Angeles, which was right across the street from my high school.
So cool.
And she played this song.
Really?
And then Veronica, like, waited and was, you know, in the months and maybe
yeah.
up to a year after that, was like waiting for her to release that. Then there was a new Big Thief release, and then she released her album this year. The song was not on it, but then they released the single, and she's like, oh my god, I recognize this.
Wow, that's so funny. I totally assumed when she released this after the album, I assumed like it was a song that she came up with like
in the last,
you know,
3 months.
Yeah, yeah, and just didn't have time to like put it on the record.
Yeah. No, I mean, I thought so too, but...
Funny. It's a great song.
It is a great song.
We should hear it.
Once a Bunch, Ajan Linker. Enjoy.
Once a bunch of times I took it too hard. Everything you told me, I took it apart. Pulled you in, I pushed you out, right from the start. I was leaving before I'd arrived. As magnetic, that mold of white flame, stopping the traffic, all 6 lanes. Calling me baby, barely saying my name. I was leaving before I'd. A chance. On a Tuesday in August, I was holding your hand. Wednesday in August, I was playing with my band. Thursday in August, I was making a plan. Then I shut like a shutter Friday. Your lips are electric like lightning and rain. Your tastes are eclectic, multigrain. You pull on my shoestrings and you open my brain. But I was leaving before I'd arrived. Hail for margarita, hail a little dance. Let's find I and the demons and give peace a chance. Off in movies, switch off in showers. We can turn it up and turn it down. Watch Austin Powers. I was leaving before I'd arrived. I can take a small thing and blow it up real big. I couldn't fit it in my wallet. I couldn't fit it in my rig. I can twist it out and twist it in. I can really dig. About leaving before I arrive. believe in me some, you believe in me a lot. You see all the good stuff I seem to forget. You can cheer me up and calm me down. You know the spot. You say, honey, won't you stay a little while? And you can make me smile just by looking around. You take me to the invisible, lost and found, where I can find a sweater or an old love letter about leaving before I arrive. Half a margarita, half a little dance. Let's find nine the demons and give peace a chance. We can pancake a nickel, we can flapjack a dime. We can waffle a tickle, French toast wine. We can take in bacon, sunshine. Tee off with a coffee and a tan. Half a margarita, half a little dance. Let's find dine the demons and give peace a chance. Let's find dine the demons and save all.
What a waste, I could have been your lover. What a waste, I could have been your friend. Perfect love is like a blossom that fades so quick. When it's blowing up a storm in May, travel south until your skin turns warmer. Travel south until your skin turns brown. Put a language in your head and get on a train. And then come back to the one you love.
Stay until the milkman
Prophet John.
What a waste, I could have been your lover.
What a waste, I could have been your friend.
Little Lou, Ugly Jack, Prophet John, Bell, and Sebastian.
That song was incredible.
It's so good. I can't believe I'd never played that for you.
Yeah, I loved that.
Featuring Nora Jones.
I'm going to be listening to that a lot.
It's maybe... It's up there with my favorite Bell and Sebastian songs.
Yeah.
But it's really, truly made by Nora Jones.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and the people that the name references, Little Lou, Ugly Jack, Prophet John... are musicians. First one's Lou Reed.
Oh.
And the other ones I forget. I think Prophet
it's
John.
Jack and John?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think John could be John Lennon.
Do you think so?
I
guess that would make sense for Bell and Sebastian. Jack.
You want to know why I think this?
Why?
Because they played this at the Orpheum where I saw them.
Uh-huh.
And there was a visual on the screen.
Uh-huh.
And it was storyboards of people hooking up in a bed, and there was a poster of John Lennon on the wall, a poster of Lou Reed on the wall, and then kind of forgetting who the Jack was.
Whoa, I'm so curious now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm Jack sure Antonoff.
Yeah. Jack White. Jack Black.
Oh my God, imagine.
Well, we can find that out during the next break, but...
Did you hear about Jack Black breaking up with Tenacious D? Or, like...
No.
That Tenacious D is over?
Really?
Yeah, because right after the Trump assassination...
Attempt.
Unfortunately. Just kidding. the other member of Tenacious D made a joke about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, basically saying, like, I wish it had been successful.
Right.
It was, like, clearly a joke.
Yeah.
And, like, sure, not a great joke to make.
Yeah.
I just made one. I don't feel great about it.
But everyone made that joke.
Everyone was thinking it.
Yeah.
Right? Jack Black the next day says, Tenacious D, the rest of the tour is canceled. Like,
oh,
because that happened.
God.
And it's so funny to me now because nobody cares about the assassination attempt anymore. Yeah. No one is talking about it. And he, like, ruined his relationship with this with his co-creator.
Shocking.
Yeah.
To cancel a tour, to break up with your like music group over a dispute, whatever.
Yeah,
that's happened. Breaking up like during a tour.
Yeah,
is so different.
Canceling all the rest
of
the tour.
That's
so
drastic
for something that no one would have remembered. I know that in conservative circles, like that video was like making the rounds, but like Jack Black just needs to make the Kung Fu Panda money, I guess.
Yeah,
it was probably DreamWorks telling him, "Hey, you can't do this. You can't be Poe, and making these edgy comments at the same time."
Yeah, got to be a bipartisan man.
Yeah,
that's shocking. Did you just find out about that? I'd never heard about that.
It happened like right after the assassination. I remember seeing it on Twitter.
Okay.
Shout out William Conlin listening. In from
Shout
the
out.
Adirondacks.
Oh my gosh. Is that the farthest listenership in the show's history?
Your parents are in LA.
Shout out.
But yeah, off in the woods. Shout out to my parents also listening. Shout out to Eli's parents also listening.
And shout out to Silas's parents also listening. And I don't know, London
the
has not texted me,
here.
But London said that she would be tuning in, so shout out to London. And
shout out Annie. London.
Yeah.
Future roomie.
Future maybe listener to this episode.
In the archive.
Shout out to everyone who's gotten us here, who's been a part of the journey.
And who is that?
We couldn't be here without you. Who is it?
Yeah. Name all of them by name. Everyone that brought us here.
Sean.
Sorry, I just saw that William is texting me.
The other people we mentioned. Julie, for a while.
Are we just mentioning people that have been on the show?
No, people who were constant listeners, frequent listeners.
Oh, that's true. People that we just mentioned, and that's about it.
Yeah, thank you all so much for...
Thanks,
I mean,
Julie. Shout out Julie.
Shout out to Julie Francois.
Daria.
Daria.
Daria listened all the time and never told us.
It's true.
And until graduation.
Yeah. which was really special. I really, Daria, if you're for some reason listening and not reaching out, change that. But also, I really want to hang out with Daria more this year because she's doing a fifth year master's program.
That's right. That's so, right.
Strength in numbers.
That should happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you want a shout out, just text us.
Yep. We're just giving them out at this point. Yeah. Feeling awfully schmaltzy.
As we mentioned, we've only... we're at 45 minutes of music now. We're actually kind of behind schedule.
We are talking too much at this point.
Cool. I think I want to hear Simplicity is Beautiful by Juliana Hatfield.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, wait. am losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing all the kids to the art school Brooklynites and Berlin in little jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there.
Turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables the slits, spouse, man, the tronics, Barrow Sanders, and the fire engines, the swans, the soft cell, the sonic, the sonic.
Losing my edge LCD sound system.
Yeah, a song about everyone being cooler than you and some insecurity there. I think it's going to be quite relatable in this next stage of my life, living in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to put it on.
I like that. I like the self-awareness moving to New York and already considering your edge lost.
Hey, I'm a Boston 10, a Brooklyn 7.
Is that the conversion? Just take three off the top?
Yeah, exactly.
Very
it's logarithmic.
Nice. Yeah. Well, if you're a Brooklyn 10, what are you in Boston? Like 13?
I think you're 13.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty awesome, actually.
It's actually really cool.
Okay, what should we do next?
We prepared a bit of a segment.
Should we PSA real quick?
Sure.
Do you want to... Okay, I'll just read this. Does this have to be a real monumentous...
Monumentous.
I'm just sorry. who got in here and said that? That's ridiculous. That was on mic 3. Why is mic 3 on right now?
It's the guy in the office.
What PSA should I read? Should I read blood donation appeal?
Sure.
Your one blood donation can help. This is in all caps. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. That was 2 sentences. Period. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Redcrossblood.org?
Redcrossblood.org. Okay. They don't have redcross.org/blood? I feel like that would be better.
That's what websites are supposed to function.
Or blood.redcross.org.
Or at least blood donation. Not
yeah.
Just blood.
It's blood. We have at the restaurant... one of our non-alcoholic options is a blood orangeade. And, you know, so when I'm taking notes, getting an order, I have to write really quickly. I'm not going to write out blood orangeade, so I always just write blood as the drink. I get back to my station. It's quite jarring.
Table 8 wants what?
They want, I think, a blood on the rocks.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Do we have the supplies?
Does that ever get confused with a Bloody Mary?
We all have Bloody Marys.
Right, because you have taste.
Yeah.
Nice.
No offense, Foundry on Elm. I made many a Bloody Mary for you. All right, we have a segment. I don't know if this is how great of a segment. I think it's going to be a good segment.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of funny. Following the footsteps of our segment of the end of last semester, where we read our first conversation ever.
Yeah.
We're now reading... some of our best conversations ever.
And I don't even know if that's
true. That's probably not true.
But
we attain them by searching in our messages, quote, that's really good. Because we send that to each other when something is, you know, really good.
A knee slapper.
So you'll see kind of what warrants that.
Yeah.
And these might be funny. I don't know.
Well, it's
we'll see if they hold up.
Yeah. I will say, oftentimes, like, we're so deep in this headspace of responding to quips with "that's really good."
Yeah.
That it's not even stuff that necessarily I would laugh out loud at sometimes.
Oh, for sure not. No.
So this will be really good to a third party listener. Cool.
That's the ultimate praise though. Even better than a laugh.
Yeah.
It's just like a, that's really good.
Should we read our lines here?
Yeah. Are okay. We starting with the...
The first. Yeah. Wait, so this is... Oh, do you have dates on these? No.
No.
Okay. But these are probably all sophomore year? No, freshman sophomore year?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think my dad, shout out, saw Jeff Tweedy in Friends, and it wasn't Friends, but instead his children.
Oh, God. I don't know about that. Jeff and the Tweedlings.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's there. What about Jeff Tweedy's? So...
So...
It's Wilco, but also a cereal. Jeff Frosted Mini Tweets.
Jeff's Tweedy? So it's his Twitter handle.
That's really good.
Okay.
And that's, so that's just going to be the punchline to all these.
Is that's the
really
end
good.
Of a conversation. That was the last conversation we had that day. Because the next thing in the screenshot is like a timestamp from April 14th.
Yeah.
Should we skip over this one?
Yep. Okay. So the context for this next one is we were talking about if it's okay to play explicit music on air for this very show.
Yeah.
So I say, yeah, I mean, I put Death Grips on the playlist, so I think this episode will get explicit.
Yeah, and are we, like, legally fine? Will we get flagged, do you think?
Are we legally fine, or are we gonna get legally fined?
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's actually really effing good.
I actually really appreciate that, man. You know... I kind of needed that. There was more to that, and but I don't think I screenshotted it. But basically, you say, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I needed that.
This next one, I don't know how to set it up.
You sent a tweet about Chuck E. Cheese being dead.
Yeah. And then, for some reason, I said, they struck such gold they couldn't just kill him off forever. Chuck E. was in a moratorium of sorts. And as I sent that, I realized he was in a more rat-orium. Bad. Sorry.
I think I'm going to move out. I think that makes sense after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So...
I'll have your stuff ready when you get back.
Yeah, it'd be great if you could just leave it outside, you know, so that, like, I don't need to be in your presence.
Yeah, I'm not even going to let you know when it's done, because that feels unnecessary, so, yeah.
Yeah. Wish I could say it's been a good time.
Yeah, I actually really appreciate that.
All right.
Cool.
That's a segment.
It's a real...
Just us finding each other funny.
Yeah.
Which is the story of this show.
It's true. Yeah. And the story of our friendship, because we, as we recounted, I think, on the episode where we did the previous segment, we only... We're confident that we were going to be friends when we found out that we were following the same niche comedy podcast on Instagram.
So it was meant to be from the beginning.
It was star-crossed.
That this is how it would end.
Yeah.
Ends. Shout out your mom, because that was really funny. She said, sad it has to ends.
I didn't see that.
It was really good.
Ends of an era.
That's really good.
Yeah, this is all really good. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Would have been a good promo instead of ultimatum.
Yeah. Do you know what ultimatum means?
I was thinking more about ultimate.
Right.
But it sounded more Latin.
Okay.
I do know what ultimatum means.
I know.
And I do have a segment planned. I'm just kidding. Very good.
Should we do... Do you have one that you want to play?
Not necessarily. Do you?
We have time for... Should we do another traveling song by the Bright Eyes?
Let's do it.
Because I'm about to be traveling.
Oh, wow.
And so are you.
I'm gonna write another traveling song. about all the billion highways and the cities at the break of dawn. Well, I guess the best that I can do now is pretend that I've done nothing wrong. And a dream about a train that's gonna take me back where I belong. Well, now the ocean speaks and spits, and I can hear it from the interstate. And I'm screaming at my brother on his cell phone, he is far away. And I'm saying nothing in the past or future ever will feel like today. Until we're parking in an alley, just hoping that our shit is safe. So I go back and forth forever. Hunched over a typewriter, I guess you'd call that painting in a cave. And there's a word I can't remember and a feeling I cannot escape. And now my ashtray's overflowing, I'm still staring at a clean white page. Oh, and morning's at my window and she is sending me to bed again. Where I dream the dark on the horizon, I dream a desert where the dead lay down. I dream the prostituted child touching an old man in a fast food crowd. Oh yeah, I dreamt the ship was sinking, there was people screaming all around. And I awoke to my alarm clock, it was a pop song, it was playing loud. So I will find my fears and face them, or I will cower like a dog. I will kick and scream or kneel and plead. I'll fight like hell to hide that I've given up.
That's the face you pull for when no one's ever done it right before. Hold that thought for the coming storm. The wind sings, the cloud forms. You're living in a cautionary tale, but you don't have to do anything right now. Just stick around, tripping over teeth. Don't fall asleep. There's nothing to say and nothing to do. Just don't let the weather outlive you. It's all
same person.
The boys left a letter in the bed, says you're one of us now. The author's lying cold and in the ground. Don't let the bad weather outlive you. Take my bad advice, pull through. If you don't exist, almost like you never.
That was Bad Weather by Ethan P. Flynn. I heard that song a couple weeks ago. Had not heard it since. I forgot how great the middle section of that song is, as well as the beginning, but it really picks up. And I remembered why I liked that song and clicked like, if you will.
I'll be honest, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it because I was in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom.
And I was blowing my nose, and so I couldn't hear much.
And then you broke the news to me that there's breaking news that
Trump is on back on Twitter. X, sorry.
Yeah.
And he's hosting a space right now. Not important.
We could play that.
Going live to Mar-a-Lago. What should we hear next? Maybe we should hear a song that my mom told me to listen to after last episode.
Because
we played a Linda Ronstadt song.
Yeah.
And then my mom said that that inspired her to go back and listen to some songs from her youth, including Bonnie Raitt. And she told me to listen to I Feel the Same. And I really liked it.
We might have to listen to Bonnie Raitt by Wolfman after that. Not really. It's a good song, but I'm not going to play that.
That's funny.
Anyway, Bonnie I Feel Raitt. The Same. Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
Shout out, Mary Conlon.
No, you don't need to put it back on.
Me, but I'm leaving too. I've seen you fall away from me. I walked tall, said we weren't meant to be. He's got meaning once again at the ceiling. Our room, a lot's gonna change on a rooftop. Our tune, we made something to be proud of, and though you hurt, feel like you've lost me.
Thank you for that kind applause.
That was The Wrong Trousers by Black Country New Road. And I chose that song.
That was what it was called? I thought it was something.